This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins in a little different venue at a little different time. You see, we're at the Michigan Theater, sitting in the grand foyer under the stairwell, and we are celebrating 40 years of the founding of the Michigan Theater Foundation, 25 years of Cinema Chat. Russ, congratulations on both fronts.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations to you on 25 years of Cinema Chat. And
I have managed to survive your company.
Absolutely. Well, and the feeling's mutual.
So, indeed it is.
But thank you. We're right here in the lobby of the theaters, the Grand Foyer, as you said. Back in 1979, the Michigan Theater was saved from being a food court, which we're very excited.
How close was it to really becoming a food court?
Well, they actually ended up moving the food court that was supposed to be down here into the building next door, which is now known as the Liberty Square parking structure.
Right.
And it was called the Tally Hall food court. And so it was a real possibility, and deals were about to be made and finalized, and then the community stepped in. And I wasn't part of the theater at that time.
Yeah, not quite yet. But, boy, they decided, we're not letting this go.
They did. The community really did. And there was a lot of struggle in 1979, 80, 81. And it continued. I started in 1982, and it continued, but the struggle, that is. But it's turned out pretty well for the community.
Think about where it has come, the full restoration, the adding of the screening room, all that has happened because of the Michigan Theater Foundation. So when we celebrate 40 years of its existence, we are celebrating a community treasure that will last for generations to come.
That's absolutely true.
I love that.
It's true. And we show movies, and we do live shows as well. We do
exactly
a lot of different things. We do rock and roll, and we do symphonies, and we do plays, and all kinds of things.
Well,
but we're
going to
talk about
Theater,
movies today.
Why don't we talk about movies?
Yeah.
What do you know?
Well, we're just about to finish up a couple of series that we're involved in and start a couple of others. So we've got a Journalism on Screen series that's going to play in November that'll include All the President's Men, Network, and His Girl Friday. We have a Le Film Essentiel, which is...
you had so much fun saying that, didn't you?
I completely mispronounced it, but it sounded fun. It's a French New Wave film, so these are from the 50s and 60s, that deal with the female point of view. Now, these are by male directors, so you kind of have to take it with a grain of salt.
That's
Hiroshima Mon Amour, Parole à Fou, and Le Sauvage. So those are coming up in November. And then we have late nights. So we've got Enter the Dragon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Clueless, and Get Out. Those are our late night things. And those
all
are coming
very
up.
Popular, two very different kinds of people.
And those are coming up in November, but we still have a few days left in October. So we're opening a film that I'm really excited about at the Michigan Theater this weekend. It's called The Lighthouse.
And what might that be about? Well, this is the Robert Pattinson movie, right?
Yeah, Robert Pattinson is in it, Willem Dafoe. And Willem Dafoe plays an old lighthouse keeper, and Robert Pattinson plays a younger one. And these two guys are back and forth. And it's a very, it's set in the late 1800s. It's put together by the guy that directed The Witch, which is considered a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very moody piece. It's shot in black and white, and the performances are really outstanding, and the critics love it. A gripping story, brilliantly filmed and led by a pair of powerhouse performers.
Well, Willem Dafoe is really something else.
The Lighthouse, you got to go check it out.
I'm also looking forward to the return of Eddie Murphy.
That's right. Dolomite is my name. So Eddie Murphy is a biopic about a comedian that was just not having a very successful career. And then as a kind of a crazy idea, he decides that he's going to make a movie with this character that he makes up called Dolomite. It ends up turning into a huge hit kind of by accident, kind of like, it's not as bad as The Room, but it's that kind of thing.
It has that kind of, that kind of following. Right.
And, he's an older guy, and Keegan-Michael Key plays the screenwriter that is kind of dubious about this guy going, Eddie Murphy character said, and I want to do like karate. And he said, do you know karate? He said, no, but I'm a fast learner.
What I love about this is it's been so long since we've had Eddie Murphy do something that was considered of real true comedic value.
Absolutely.
And now he is getting all the accolades and they're saying Eddie Murphy is back. And I, for one, am very excited about it.
Me too. So
it's
going to have a short run.
You're listening to Cinema Chat live from the Michigan Theater on a Wednesday night. If you're listening to this this morning, as we speak about Thursday, then You missed us last night, but nonetheless, you can hear in the background a lot of folks here celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Michigan Theater Foundation, the saving of the Michigan Theater, as it were, celebrating 25 years of Cinema Chat. We're glad to be here. We're glad to be live in the Michigan Theater, and we're glad you're getting an opportunity to join us via the radio on this morning.
Absolutely. The last film that we're opening this week is called First Love, which is a Japanese film about these two young people that get into the Japanese mafia quite by accident, the Yakuza, it's a thrilling tale. It's very violent. It's pretty gory. But if you're into that kind of thing, it's definitely something you want to go check out. And only the very best of those kind of films make it to the States. So First Love is a perfect kind of thing if you're into that particular kind of gangland,
right.
Japanese drama. It's very, very cool.
Looking forward to it.
It's got a romantic bent to it. And then next week, we'll talk more about this next week, but we're opening the Palme d'Or award-winning film Parasite, which also was a big hit at Toronto. And next week, we're also opening Jojo Rabbit, which was a big winner at the Venice Film Festival as well. And with that, later in November, we're going to do a screening of The Great Dictator, which is also a satire,
right.
In a way that's similar to Jojo Rabbit. But those are opening up next week, so
we'll talk more about that. We get back into the confines of the WEMU studio.
That's right, where it's less noisy, but not as fun.
Exactly right. Exactly right. What else do you know?
Well, we got some short runs as it's Halloween on Saturday the 26th. We have the Blair Witch Project. The Met Opera Live is Manon at Saturday at 12:55. The opera starts about 1:30. We're doing the anime film Spirit Away, a very special screening of that Hayao Miyazaki's film that's going to be on Monday at 7 o'clock, a single screening. Under the Shadows, which concludes the Islamic Studies Center horror series. That's a free screening that's happening on Tuesday, October 29th, right before Halloween. And then we conclude our documentary series with Memory, The Origins of Alien, which is kind of perfect before Halloween on Wednesday the 23rd.
That was a movie that had such impact when it first came out.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was different than anything
we had seen at that time.
Yep. And this is a documentary about the making of and where some of the ideas and
that's
and
fun. And I've heard the special effects that we so appreciated at the time were really so rudimentary in their construct that it's going to be fun to see how they did that.
Right. Well, and they're called mechanical special effects, or sometimes the most effective. 2001 A Space Odyssey, before they had digital effects, pretty much only had either photographic or mechanical effects, and they were amazing.
I never made it past the monkeys jumping around the obelisk.
And those were mechanical effects.
Got about
effects.
10 minutes in, I was gone.
That's
the way that goes.
It's a classic.
So continuing downtown, one that has been very popular with the WEMU audience, Miles Davis.
That's right.
Birth of the Cool.
This is a documentary about the great trumpeter and jazz musician Miles Davis. It's got a huge number of musicians that opine, from Lenny Kravitz to Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Ron Carter, Carlos Santana, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and it's a brilliantly done documentary, and Michael Jewett has talked to the director on his show.
Stanley Nelson,
and
right.
He's seen it, and he loved it all. So do not miss Miles Davis, Birth of the Cool. We also have a cool comedy from Israel called Tel Aviv on Fire that you just need to read the description of. It's a lot of fun. And then we have a Sundance Film Festival award-winning film called Monas, which is the third feature from a Latin American filmmaker. And it's about a rebel group whose ragtag band of child soldiers are brandishing guns and trying to do all kinds of crazy things, but
sadly reflective of the world we live in.
Unfortunately so. Joker's still hanging on there, and then Linda Ronstadt, the other documentary music film that we have.
I am Linda Ronstadt, sound of my voice. Not a huge Linda Ronstadt fan, but my dad was, and I grew up with that around the house all the time. If you close your eyes, she can do so many different genres of music in so many different ways. You might not know it's the same person. The talent is undeniable.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's a sufferer of Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, yeah, can no longer perform.
That's part of the story.
So anything opening at the Multiplex this weekend?
Yeah, actually, there's a couple of things that are opening. There's a film that was pulled from Elise called The Current War, and it's about the start of the electrification of the United States, or of the world, actually. And it was a war between Thomas Edison
and Nikola Tesla, right? And his
Tesla and Westinghouse.
Right.
And essentially, it was a war between direct current, which is what Edison wanted, and direct and alternating current, which is what Westinghouse and Tesla were advocating.
I think that's going to be a fascinating movie.
It is, and it's, you know, it's a very, very period piece. Benedict Cumberbatch plays Edison.
And what do you know about Countdown?
Countdown is the horror film of the week just before
Halloween.
So there you go.
It's an
app that will kill you.
Well, there you go. That's not new. I've got apps to try and kill me every day.
That's true.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. Thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. In this edition, live on a Wednesday night, recorded for you this morning, but nonetheless from the lobby of the historic Michigan Theater, celebrating 40 years of the Michigan Theater Foundation, 25 years of Cinema Chat. Thank you very much, Russ Collins.
Ta-ta from the lobby of the Michigan Theater.